Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. We're giving you a chance to win a vacation to Aulani, Disney Resort and Spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. Yuzi, is this the last day of this? These are the last chances, aren't they?
Correct.
So today's the day. Make it happen today. If you're calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697, you'll instantly win a Disney gift card, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize, vacation to Aulani. And more chances at 12, 3, and 5. This is your first chance today. Get on it. You want to go.
That phone number that you call is also a number where you can text us. And this is the part of the show where people have been texting us most of the morning, and we try to catch up right at the end, get some of what you wrote out there to the people. 707 says, "Hey guys, met you all many years ago at Snowdrift in SF."
Snowdrift?
Was that a party? Must have been a Snowdrift party.
Yeah, we gave away. I remember that party.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
We gave away some skiing trip.
Oh.
Why would anyone ever get married if they felt like it was felt okay taking separate vacations right after making a lifetime commitment to someone?
It is so strange.
To be by their side forever.
Right.
Unless perhaps you'd already, the couple had already been together for years and traveled together, then maybe I could kind of make that taking separate trips is fine.
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with the honeymoon then.
Right.
That's all.
Don't call it a unimoon because it isn't one of those.
It's just weird.
It's not
that,
a honeymoon.
That, like, instead of just being okay with, we're not doing that, we're doing, you got to like call it.
I guess it's to explain it to other people. We did unimoons. He was going to go do something I didn't want to do, and I was going to go do something he didn't want to do. And we decided to do our honeymoon separately.
I don't know about the unimoon, but when I was pregnant, I went on a mommy moon and took a nice long solo trip before having to spend every single day with my husband and new baby. That's
now
fair.
That's understandable.
Yeah. Yep.
That's legit. There's no doubt that you, when you find yourself in lockdown, you are like, oh man.
Didn't you, wasn't it even called like a baby moon? Like when you guys were pregnant with your second kid, you decide, or even maybe with your first kid.
This is all stuff that comes up when I'm just sitting there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden someone says, oh, are you going to do a baby moon? What the hell's that?
You're going to get her a push present?
Yeah.
There
you.
I didn't. Someone brought it up and I was like, yeah, are you? I didn't get any push presents.
Yeah, but I never even heard of it till you brought it up.
No,
and then
it
I was like,
I didn't make that up.
I don't think you did. I mean, you're the one that mentioned it to me. And I
feel
went,
like we've heard it because celebrities do that.
Oh.
Bryn, did you guys do a baby moon?
Italy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they actually took their baby.
Did you get her a push present?
No, she was pregnant.
She was still
she was pregnant. Where did you guys go with her? You went to like Vegas and Hawaii?
In Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah. As far as I
all
can remember,
of those places.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you get a push present?
No, not that I remember. My push present was diaper changing.
It was
no,
the
not
baby.
For you. For you mean you changed diapers
that's
to help
her? That's
what
I did in the beginning. Yeah.
Oh, I got
you. Don't do that anymore.
She was bedridden though, but so.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think that's. Yeah, that's the whole technology.
Well, I learned
internet
after the
things forcing
the,
that
the second right. time. I was like, you're not getting. No, we're not doing a push present.
Yeah. Did you do it the first time?
I did. I got her that necklace. I got her a diamond necklace.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, great, now here I am, the guy who didn't get, you know how, and
the
our
obligatory
texters
thing.
Are
now.
Happy to write in and go, you're already my, I hate you. Now,
bastard.
Jesus. Who even knew about this crap?
People out there know.
I
people
guess
are
they
inventing
do.
New things all the time, hoping that it'll turn into an occasion they can sell gift cards for.
Exactly.
It's enough, man. I mean, really. Do you think Taylor Swift... Do you think if Taylor Swift marries her current beau, that her songs will fail because she won't have anybody to musically slam anymore? No.
Yes.
I think she's a super talent and she'll just write great songs.
She'll find something else.
However she's inspired.
Yeah. She'll talk about, you know, how her house is a money pit and her construction guys are, you know, always late. Something. That'll be a good hit song.
Yeah, I don't... That girl's a machine.
She is... Made of songs. I'm sure it is helpful to go through a breakup. You know, you find new depths of pain. Plus, she's not marrying this new
guy. And maybe that'll be how that relationship ends. I haven't had hits in a while. I'm miserable. You're making me miserable. I need to get out of here.
I need to go date John Mayer for another minute and have him screw me over.
You're missing the key word, basic. Basic human need, right? For the internet being a basic human need, right? It's and not.
Right. Oh, human right. So it was.
Human right.
But it was. So what are the basic human rights? Like air, water, shelter,
food.
Are there more than that?
Yeah, as much as I'd hate losing the internet, let's not start equating it to things like water.
Right.
To your point.
Yeah, well, we agreed. I think that, you know, having that be a basic human right, I think it's great. I think people should have access to it, but as far as a right or basic human right, I'll think so.
I carry snacks around to give to people on the streets instead of giving them money, especially like to do it when my kids are in the car.
Oh. There you go. Since you probably wouldn't spend my money on a snack.
Why are we handing needles to people doing drugs but not to diabetics? I don't know. Maybe because...
insurance covers their needles? I just don't know. Are they? I mean, I don't see diabetics laying around the street asking for, you know, money for insulin.
That's, right.
I think that might be why. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, that's... and the story I read about the homeless encampment or whatever you want to call it in Santa Cruz, they said half the people here are drug IV users.
Right. And two of them OD'd in the last few months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it helps stop the spread of diseases. Like, okay, maybe you don't want us to give or people to give free needles to someone, but also do you want hepatitis to be rampant? Like, or worse. I think it's just people being human to other humans, you know? You're
well,
an addict.
And drug addiction is one of those things that you look at and you say, you know, snap out of it, but right. That's not how it works.
Right. Addiction is not like
so, you know. And I don't know what gets people to finally decide. If you found yourself in a homeless camp injecting drugs, there isn't much farther to go.
Right.
You're at the bottom. So if that doesn't...
the next stop is the OD and you're
right.
Grubby
if
tent.
That doesn't get you snapped out of it, then maybe that is
right.
How
this
it is,
the
is
end
for
of you.
You.
Well, and I think, you know, it is difficult to understand addiction unless you've experienced it yourself or been through it with someone. It is not something that can be slapped out of someone or... you know, you can't shake someone and get them back on their feet and have them go, oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. I forgot about my life. You know, it's horribly tragic. You don't need to hear me say it.
707 says, the best sign I ever saw, a supposedly homeless person holding said, I bet you can't hit me with a quarter. LOL. I think that's gone up to a dollar now as inflation has changed. People are a quarter. I guess a quarter.
I don't
want to
throw
good.
Anything at anybody. I'm not going to try to hit someone with a quarter.
Oh, here's 831. This is our friend Steve from the Sentinel. The camp, not tearing down anytime soon until they have a plan for everyone.
Oh, is that so? Oh, we had heard it was getting cleared out.
And it was from a texter, so, you know, who knows?
Right.
But that
That's
was what
true.
Was going around. So, and now he's saying, no, they're not going to turn those people out. Not until there's another plan.
Well, the problem is, what is the plan? You know, just move like every 3 months, they just move their whole tent city to some designated location.
I was reading the comments, and boy, the level. I understand it. I have compassion for humans the same way, you know, for every human, the same. And I was going to say a little more for drug addicts because I am one, but in truth, for everybody, it's awful that you would find yourself there. I don't want anyone turned out, but that can't happen either.
Right.
What's happening?
But the problem is, what is the GD solution?
I don't know, but you can't have people just putting together. That's been there. I didn't realize that camp's been there 4 months, the whole winter, basically.
Yeah. Right.
And it has been a tough winter. That is not. He's just, you know, look around you, count your blessings, and try to have some compassion for people.
Oh, but I was reading the comments on this thing, and this
lady. On what thing? The post about the.
There was the pictures and the post about the camp, and this lady, the level of peace. She was working overtime, unhoused for homeless. Oh. Like it was just. I went, oh my God, I can't. I wouldn't
way to
be
focus
able to,
on not the problem.
I wouldn't be able to keep up with the level of PC that this lady had. I just,
well,
I
some
I
people
got
really
lost.
Have that down. It's a whole language they speak. Sheesh. And they're going to chastise you for not knowing it.
What's our time? I got a couple more and then we'll get out of here. It is Friday.
Yeah, it is. And it's a beautiful blue sky Friday with a weekend that's going to hit the 70s.
Vera Farmiga also played the mom in Bates Motel. Vinny, one of her first roles was on Law and Order.
Oh.
I probably know her from that then.
Yeah, she's recognizable. She has an interesting look. I like her.
Yeah, I like
so
her.
So she's going to be, the reason she came up today is she is going to be one of the stars of Newark, which is the Sopranos prequel that we had heard that James Gandolfini's son, I think it's Michael Gambini? Gandolfini? Can't think of the kid's first name. But anyway, he's going to be playing the younger version of Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
I take offense to that, Vinny. Brian has amazing taste in music.
Yeah, he
Who's
does.
Who's Brian? Oh, Bryn? I'm like, what?
I support Brian's taste in music, too.
Yeah, Brian has great taste in music.
I just figured out what he's up to. He's just looking for people to pick fights with him. That's all.
You've got his number now.
Oh, and lots of stuff. Oh, were you at the Sweetwater last night with your boy?
I was not.
Did you know that he was there?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my kid because he wants to do one of the open nights there. No, but my boy is not Sammy Hagar. I think he might be upset to hear that people think he's my boy.
Who, Sammy?
Sammy.
Why would he be bothered by that?
I don't know. It just seems like, you know, does anyone want to be anybody's boy?
Yeah.
All right. It's fine. My boy was there. I was not there. It was a Thursday night. I was in bed at 7:30. Like a good girl.
Good job, Sarah.
That's
Thank
a good
you.
Girl.
And
girl.
Lastly, 415 says, was Jim Norton the one who said it tasted like buttered popcorn?
That's right. That's
so
the one.
Gross. Thanks for the memories, S&V Secret
sure.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the one.
Yeah, you should listen to our secret show. It is just wrong.
Well, that one was for sure. We Next week. All left there going, oh my God, Jim.
Well, there are certain things you can't, like, now whenever I hear any of that stuff, I always think about that. Like, I just didn't know what was going on with the whole sprinkles. I just didn't know.
I thought.
Yep. Me too.
Mm-hmm. You wore it.
No, but it turns out.
If you're wearing it, you're wasting it.
Yes. I yep. didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Also, I am 100% with you.
In fact, weirdly, if I tried that, I guess the person would have been like, you're doing it wrong.
Right. Hello. I'm not making this for nothing. I'm Use giving it? You this.
No.
What do you know about it?
I know nothing, Jon Snow. I believe Jim is coming to town soon.
Great.
What?
Oh, hopefully my God. This is great news. We'll have him on for a secret show, and then he can tell the story without the bleeps. Yeah. He'll appreciate that.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What's happening? Oh, God, why are you guys touching?
I have cold hands. I think my hands are colder than yours.
You think so?
My hands are actually really warm today. Usually they're freezing.
You want my sweatshirt?
Well, guys, it's warming up, you know? Pretty soon it'll be in the 70s every day, and then you'll be nice and warm.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to not wear the parka anymore this summer?
Oh, well, I might still wear it, and it's still cold in the morning. Okay. But I've been trying to take it off, and I've had to take it off a few times.
Well, every time you take it off, I always think, gosh, the skinny arms.
Oh, I should take it off? Well, I wish I could read your mind. Oh, well. I suppose if you could read someone's mind, they could be, you could be like, someone would go, oh boy, those pants just look. And then I'd be like, well, these pants are going away. I'm going to throw those away. You only wear the stuff that you get like good mind reviews on. Right. What's that going to cost me again? About $110,000?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyone would, I think everybody would regret having that mind reading power.
Yeah. Big plans this weekend, anybody? Besides, of course, you know, corned beef and cabbage at my house.
No. Oh, Timmy's coming to town tomorrow.
Supposedly. Timmy!
Supposedly.
So you guys will get all high?
I don't know.
Yes.
You don't know.
You'll get high just from him walking in the house.
Talking about.
You know that's his thing.
I'm Timmy and I smell like weed. Are you going to try and find surf, or you're just saying it's...
No, I'm going to absolutely hit the beach for sure. Mm. Sorry, I was just reading that they now have... We've been talking a lot this week about the... What are the Varsity Blues?
Yes, yeah.
We now have the dad who exposed the college bribery ring.
Oh.
He's the guy who was being investigated for securities fraud.
Oh.
And said, well, if you go easy on me, I'll tell you about something else. And that led them to the bust, or the first bust, with the Yale soccer coach.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not coming up because apparently our internet is
just
no longer working.
It's not really
now that
a friend of ours.
Are.
There's too many people here.
Yeah, there's too many people. It's night. It's, you know, close to 10 o'clock.
It's like, but we've been using you all day.
Some guy with by the last name, Maury Tobin.
Okay, Maury Tobin.
That's the guy who fingered... All of the what do you call that? The Varsity Blues scandal.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
College admissions.
The key
scandal.
Scam. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Maury Tobin.
Well, there's a name to remember because he's the guy who blew the whistle, but he's also a bad guy, was under investigation when he did it. So thank goodness he committed securities fraud.
Weasel.
All right, listen, you guys, have a great weekend. Be safe. We want to see you back here on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.